So, good morning, everybody. I am here to talk about my project, Occupy.here. And I'd like to say that it's a little bit more for like ordinary users, maybe in contrast to the first two presentations. Although I want to, at some point, look into what that even means, because I don't know that we even have ordinary users, or I'd like to challenge more people to think of themselves as not ordinary or average or whatever. So this forum here, the pound sign, at a place like South by Southwest, this looks like a hashtag probably to most people. But actually, I was interested in how the occupation of Zuccotti Park might be thought of as a kind of IRC channel instead. So this is how you denote an IRC channel. This is the channel called Zuccotti. And I was thinking about this in these terms because, you know, it's noisy, it's chaotic. Random people wander in, and strangers are having like these intense conversations with each other. And this is at its best what I think a good IRC channel can provide. So my project started from this idea: what if we took that IRC channel and added like a chatbot to it? And this was my attempt at that. I guess the brightness is a little hard to see here, but that's a Wi-Fi router. That's the venerable WRT54G, the first hackable Linksys router that spawned many, many others. And so I just left this at Zuccotti Park. And I should say also, I renamed the project a couple times. It used to be called OWS.offline. So this is the setup where it was sitting. We've got electricity. We've got an internet connection, a clear box hooked up to the real internet, and my Occupy Here local area network. Although I should say this is like offline. This is the whole point. We're not connecting the wide area network to the local area network intentionally. I wanted to keep it offline for a number of reasons, but mostly because I was interested in what people at the park had to say to each other, maybe what messages they might leave for each other, et cetera, et cetera. At some point, I actually switched it to being cared for by the Free Network Foundation. This is kind of how Isaac and I got to know each other, because Isaac had more consistent power than the info desk, and he could keep an eye on it. And he was actually providing real internet, and I was providing this other thing. So the two projects kind of helped each other out, maybe. Although I should say, like, not a lot of people used Occupy Here, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. So like Occupy itself, the project's moved on from the park. It's becoming a little more decentralized. And here's the idea. Basically, anyone close enough to the Wi-Fi signal can connect to others nearby. And I actually have one of these running right now, so if you guys want to try it out, it's a pretty reasonable prototype. I've run it at a few other events, so there's already some accumulated information on it. It looks a little bit like this. Oh, that's, you guys can't see my screen. Let me move that over there. Looks a little bit like that. It's also mobile optimized, so. Right. So you get this like simple web forum. You can leave messages. You can reply to other people's messages. You can also upload files. And the idea is that it's built on commodity hardware that you can go out and buy yourself. And it's storing all the data on a simple USB stick. The one I have running here has about 8 gigabytes of space on it. So that adds up to like a lot of images, maybe a few. Actually, it's also a lot of videos, if you wanted to put them up there. At some point, I was like stocking this full of like these YouTube videos that were going around about Occupy as kind of like, I don't know, a way to disseminate this information on the subway or wherever. And this is the latest bit of hardware that I've been standardizing on. It's a tiny little cheap Wi-Fi router that that runs off like a 5-volt USB hookup. So what you can do is you can buy these battery chargers for your phones that are intended to power things over USB and be completely mobile, and you can put it in your backpack and you just have a signal that's with you as you go along about your going about your day. And I bought like a pack of 8 of these off Amazon, and it came to like under $25. I think it's pretty phenomenal what you can buy in terms of hardware. So that's one node. So in a nutshell, it's like a local area network with some simple social software for a particular place. And it lets you connect to other people who are, or were, or will be in the same space. So it's not just for people in the room right now. It could be something you leave somewhere and see who walks by, see who uses it. And some of you may have seen this chart before. I'm interested in the right-hand side. So you might have your Wi-Fi router, and there might be some other people with theirs also. And there's actually a way for the content to get transmitted between them. It's kind of a weird setup that I'm still kind of engineering, but it is a distributed network of sorts. And basically what happens is when you connect to it with your phone, there's an option for you to make a backup of the database contents on the router. So the next time you connect to a different one, that stuff that's stored in your browser, it's a thing called local storage in JavaScript for the front-end developers in the crowd, that then gets synced to the next Wi-Fi router. So there's like this bumblebee-like pollination effect where if you connect to multiple routers in succession, you kind of act as a way to transmit the content. And this is called the sneaker net. It's been around for a long time. Andrew Tannenbaum wrote in a networking book something like, never underestimate the bandwidth of a station wagon full of tapes hurtling down the highway. And this kind of uses that quite literally. It only has sneaker net to transmit the data, basically. So it's probably important to say this project has a lot of others like it. I'm not the only one working on this kind of problem. So just to give a brief overview of other things. We have the Pirate Box project, which is a little bit more like a file sharing oriented version of what I'm doing, also open source. This is a more commercial application of it, and it's hooking you up to the internet and letting you share your bandwidth. And I guess when you share your bandwidth, it keeps track of that and you like get points or something. Dead Drops, this is an art project by Aaron Barthol. It's USB sticks like put inside of buildings and stuff so that you can hook your computer into to see what's on them. It looks a little seedy. I think it might be a little seedy at some of the locations. It might have viruses. We don't know.
It's kind of like a glory hole.
It looks like a glory hole, I know. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. And actually, some of these are Wi-Fi locations, too. He has Wi-Fi dead drops you can go to and maybe avoid the glory hole aspect of it. And then a friend of mine, Sean, he has this project, or he did have this project, the L-Train Network, where he was doing live chat and stuff on the L-Train in New York City. And he had something called Not Quite Missed Connections, which was kind of like the dating side of it, which I thought was pretty interesting. It also had like local, it was like a magazine on the Wi-Fi router, and they put like the day's paper and stuff. It was an experiment. I don't think it's running anymore. Commotion, this is more like mesh networking. Freedom Box, there's a lot of these things. I'll just go through these. FreeFunk is a multi-city European mesh network. They've been around for a long time. They're doing pretty well. And then Diaspora Project, like, how many of you guys have Diaspora accounts in the audience? Not many, okay. And how many of you guys have Facebook accounts? And of you who have Facebook accounts, how many of you are concerned about, like, the privacy policies of the corporation that's controlling it? So that's a fair number of us. So, I mean, a lot of my intention with this project is, like, why do we not have more hands going up for Diaspora projects, and like, why aren't we using the tools that are better, like that match our ideals closer? And I'm not sure I have a good answer to that, but that's kind of where I'm starting from. I want to make software that people want to use, that they can control themselves. So it's infrastructure you own, and it's very early stages. Like, there's one node in New York City right now that you could go connect to. It's in Greenpoint. And it's very high latency, so, you know, your message may not travel across multiple hops in the network, it might take a matter of days, not milliseconds. But it's intended to be low density, and I think this is where what I'm doing is different than like mesh networking efforts. So mesh networking is like a number of networking devices that talk to each other and allow you to transmit data through kind of like a subnet that's not hooked into the internet. So my project doesn't assume that high density. Like, you don't need a bunch of people nearby. You can have one in the middle of the desert running off solar, and it will work just as well as one that's in the middle of New York City. But mostly, I'd like to think about this as like a virtual public space. This is some sign. I found a picture of this on the internet. And I don't really know what the exact purpose of it is. I mean, my intention is to kind of politicize more people. I want people to think of themselves as activists. In fact, I kind of want to eliminate the whole distinction of activist and non-activist. I think as a participant in society, we should think of ourselves as agents that can change the way that society runs. So that's like why I built it. I don't know if that's what everyone wants to use it for. But I mean, most importantly, it's like it's neighborhood scale. So this is like a way for you to communicate with people who aren't on your contact list. So it's introducing the serendipity, or it's an escape from like filter bubbles. You know, you're not using Facebook's algorithms to control whose content you get exposed to. You know, it's who knows how you're getting exposed to. It's the people nearby. It's like the police officer. Like, that was one of the most interesting. Like, I wanted the police officers who were standing around by the gates on the other side of the barriers to like connect to Occupy here, and maybe we could have a way to communicate through the Wi-Fi. I don't know. I don't think it happened. So the routers actually got rounded up with everyone at Occupy and tossed into the trash with everyone's stuff. So I don't actually know how it was used. I never recovered the data off the Wi-Fi router. So hopefully someone found it and used it. So I think I'm going a little over time here, but the next step is I've used some funding I got from a group called Rhizome. They fund new media artists to execute projects, and the commission I got I'm using to buy lots of these little Wi-Fi routers. And I'm gonna create something like a hardware lending library. So if you'd like to have your own Occupy here, you don't even need $25 or whatever. Like, I'll mail you the router and you can try it out for a while. And at some point I might ask you, like, okay, someone else wants to use it now. Please mail it to the next person. And your contribution to the project is you take care of packing it up and shipping it off to the next person. So that's the idea. I actually haven't launched this yet, but if any of you guys are interested, this is like maybe the first time I've announced it as an official thing I'm doing. So please do like log into this if you're interested, or come up to me afterwards. And of course, it's open source. It's released under the GPL license. And if you'd like to help build it, like, that's even better. Definitely come talk to me. And finally, tomorrow I'm going to be at this event called the Idea Drop House, which is organized by it's the Electronic Resources and Libraries Group, electroniclibrarian.com, I think. If you go to this address, it'll redirect you to the event page. And there's some information on the Occupy Here Wi-Fi router as well. But you can just go to occupyhere.org/ideas. That'll redirect you to the thing. So I think that might be it. Thank you guys for coming out.